Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
Good, Steve. How are you today?
Well, I'm always happy when there's no technical problem in the beginning of the
show. Yes,
so I'm very thrilled. And I want to start off just by saying that we're going to do another program after this one. So please, we're in the studio another hour, so call us. At least that's what it says here.
Well, we'll clarify.
We'll clarify.
We'll do whatever we need to do.
Yep.
Okay. Now, don't forget, tv.newlife.com. I just did a feature on abandonment. So if you're struggling with always being attracted to people that abandon because you're afraid of abandonment, it's just kind of weird. But there's an answer for that, why we're drawn to people that are hurtful. And then I want to mention Dr. Dave Stoop. I just am holding in my hand the King James Version of the Life Recovery Bible.
Oh, you
got it before I did. That's not fair. Or I guess you're closer to Chicago than I am.
And Dave,
how exciting.
It's blue?
It's blue.
It's printed in blue?
Yeah. No, it's the cover.
The cover is blue.
Oh, really?
Rather than green.
Ah, that's interesting. Wow. Yeah. Well, I'll probably get some today.
Yeah. Anyway, if anybody interested in life recovery or, you know, we've got someone that helps us to start groups. And if you want the resources, you just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and you can start a group in your church. And that may be the purpose that God has allowed all the things that have happened to you to happen. So I really want to encourage you to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want to start a group, or if you just want a copy of the Bible or the Book of Life Recovery, it's all there. If you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000, that is the phone number to call, and we'd love to talk with you. And like I say, we're going to be in the studio after this program runs, and we're going to do another program. So please call us at 1-800-229-3000. And I guess the exciting thing is that tomorrow is the marriage tomorrow is the every man's battle, and the not only every man's battle, but the passion
Friday
principles.
Yes, Friday. Yeah,
Friday the passion principles by Shannon Etheridge, and I'm going to be there, so
it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I think so. But if you're dealing with insecurity and any, maybe you can still get in. If you're unsure about just the sexual part of your marriage, this is absolutely for you. Or if you're preparing for marriage, it's for you as a single also. All right. Then I mentioned it, but I wasn't supposed to. The Marriage Solution Weekend. And that's coming up November the 7th, along with Healing is a Choice. And I'm hoping that you'll come join us for one of those. If you need recovery, and if you need transformation, and you need to see life from a different perspective, well, it's right there. So call us about Healing is a Choice or the Marriage Weekend. We don't know of anything more powerful than that weekend to help a couple turn it around, even if you're in the worst situation you could ever not even imagine. So you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can find out more about it at newlife.com. We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll go to phone calls. You're listening to New Life Live.
Does getting attention from men consume your thoughts? Have you compromised your sexual or emotional integrity in ways you never thought you would? Or could you be on the opposite end of the spectrum, where you shut down sexually, unsure why you have such little interest in sex at all? Whether you find yourself swinging too far to the left by acting out, or too far to the right by shutting down, it's time to find your healthy sexual balance, where sex is enjoyed freely without guilt, shame, or inhibition, but only with your husband. I'm Shannon Etheridge, author of the Every Woman's Battle series, inviting you to join us in Orange County, California, October 10th through the 12th for the Passion Principles Workshop for Women, where you can learn to understand the fluidity of female sexuality, expose the deeper meaning behind your own sexual thoughts, overcome your negative body image issues, find healing for past sexual abuse or promiscuity, and fully integrate your sexuality with your spirituality. To register or find out more, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and I want to read a testimony to you from the marriage weekend, and it's from one of my favorite names ever. It's from Elvis. He says, before this workshop, my wife and I had divorced a year ago, after my wife had an affair that lasted almost 2 years of our marriage. We decided to reconcile, but I was buckling under the reality and feelings of what happened. I personally was falling apart. I heard of the marriage workshop through the New Life Live radio program. I had a sliver of faith that maybe we could receive a scholarship to attend the workshop. By the grace of God, working through people in the New Life Ministries, my wife and I were able to come. I am so thankful to our counselor and her for guidance throughout the weekend. She was great, and we left the workshop with tools to rebuild our marriage, and we have a plan to move forward in our lives. Well, you know, most of the time, the guy doesn't stick around, and I just am so grateful that he stayed and he was willing, and then they came to the workshop, and things got better. So that's pretty exciting. Now, let's go to the phones, and let's talk to Loretta. Loretta's from Berks County, Pennsylvania. WBYN is the station. Hi, Loretta.
Hello. I'm so glad that you do things like this show to help us people out.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for mentioning it.
How
could we help you?
Well, I have numerous problems, such as I need to find employment, and I've recently started back into going to the Veterans Hospital, where all my health care is, because I don't have health insurance or money, and I had a heart attack in March, and so I'm back into the health care up there, and now they're saying that I have anxiety disorder and clinical depression, and I seriously do not believe I do. If I did have either of those, I wouldn't do some of the things I do, like rescue cats. I've rescued 10 in the past 2 years.
Wow.
I catch the ferals outside and get them neutered and fixed and try to find homes for the kittens. I wouldn't have 5 books around the house, like in various rooms. I have a different book in each room, and I'm reading like 5 different books at the same time. I'm active in the ladies' auxiliary of our fire company.
So
I do some different things like this, and I seriously do not believe I've got this stuff, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to deal with this.
Okay. What do you think, Jill?
Well, I'm wondering why they would say that to you. And you're telling us that you're doing all these things. You're not feeling depressed. You're not feeling anxious.
I don't think so. I believe my faith in God and reading the Bible, and it says in there, be not anxious. Whenever I have some kind of thing going on, I say my prayers and turn it over to God.
Okay, let me ask you what happened. How did you lose your job? You're not employed. How did
I had a heart attack, and I was wrongfully terminated because of the heart attack. It was 6 weeks after the heart attack when I recontacted my employer. She said, I didn't think you'd be back at all. And I said, why? What'd you do, hire somebody else? And she said, yes.
I'm sorry.
So I filed a complaint with State Labor Relations Board, Wage and Hour Division, and charged them with, you know, wrongfully terminating me, and I got a couple of $1,000 back pay out of it.
Okay.
Well, why do they think you're depressed? What do they say?
Really don't know for sure. Maybe because I believe I have Lyme disease and misdiagnosed for 20 years, and I can't get any kind of help for it. They won't treat it, and even if I was treated in some ways, long-term chronic Lyme, the traditional treatment does not help at all. I feel every day I feel like I'm, like I haven't slept in 20 years, and I feel like I'm going to disintegrate to the ground.
Okay.
Well, that,
they won't listen
now,
to
now you just
it.
Helped us yes. understand.
It makes a little bit
that
of sense.
That makes sense. So, Loretta, why are you objecting to that diagnosis?
Because I don't like lying. Do not bear false witness, and that I do not believe I have it.
Well, but we believe you have it, just by what you told us.
Well, yeah, it could be a byproduct. You know, depression and anxiety symptoms go along with a lot of other issues. And so someone who is unemployed, has Lyme's disease, and talks about
fatigue,
you know, feeling like she's going to disintegrate, that
but
would
I feel
lead...
like this for 20 years, and I worked during that time, too.
Well, you know what?
What do you think depression is?
Yeah.
How would you define it?
Not being able to cope, not being able to deal with things. I mean, right now, I don't even have a vehicle, but yet I walk to the grocery store, I walk to the Family Dollar store, I walk over to the laundromat to do my laundry.
Let me give you a term. There's another term to put with depression, and it's called masked depression. And sometimes, you know, depression doesn't look like what we typically think depression looks like.
And like, so to, that's true. Like, for instance, in children, sometimes they get hyperactive when they're depressed.
Yeah. Or very irritable. Or
Some people get very agitated.
But humans do the same thing.
How do you sleep?
Badly. I wake up about every hour.
Okay. See, these are
I use one of the CPAP machines, and I wake up approximately every hour and a half all night long.
It sounds like you're willing to treat everything except depression, because your definition of depression is inaccurate. You know, you think that a person who's depressed can't function. There's lots of levels. A lot of depressed people are holding a job, doing what they have to do, and dealing with the inability to sleep, the constant fatigue, not really having any joy in their life anymore because they're just got to get by and all of those kind of things.
They're worried a lot of times. The depressed person is stuck in their worry, like worrying about cats and different things and you know, I mean, it can be part of it.
Yeah, that's a way of diverting your attention from what you're struggling with. And there's nothing to be ashamed of, because depression is a biochemical response to overwhelming stress in a lot of ways. And you have all kinds of stress going on in your life.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, while, you know, it could be a good thing, sometimes we rescue those that we perceive to be helpless, because we can't rescue ourselves. And you're saying you've been feeling this way for 20 years. And there is a low-grade depression that becomes what depressed people see as the norm. And so it isn't uncommon to not see oneself as depression. But all of that said, you know, I'm wondering, and maybe something to ask the doctors, is there a benefit to giving me this diagnosis, you know? Could getting treatment for this actually alleviate some of the other symptoms that I do recognize?
They did not mention anything whatsoever about treating any of the depression.
Okay, so what's the purpose in giving you that, other than just to clarify for themselves?
I don't know. I just read it in the reports. I got a copy of the reports. They did not talk about any of it with me.
Okay. Okay, well, remember, you're not the one that's lying. This is the doctor, the one who is assigned to you to assess your situation, and those are his or her notes and her or his assessment. It's not yours.
So there's no lie coming from
you.
If you don't like the word depression, then let's say you have dysthymia.
Right.
Which is a different type of depression.
Say that again, please.
You have dysthymia. Dysthymia is a milder form of depression that goes for a longer period of time. And with dysthymia, you can function, you know, in life, but it's a struggle because of the energy level.
Mm-hmm. It's a low-grade chronic depression that lasts at least 2 years.
So D-Y-S-T-H... M-I-A.
I would just say in closing that... Yeah.
It's hard
really
to spell.
Good,
Dave.
Yes.
Well, I would just say in closing that we really believe that you ought to follow these doctors. I mean, they want to help you. I really do believe that. And sometimes you can't really see it until you take the medication and see that it does have a really great effect.
You haven't even spoke with me about treating it in any way, or that I even have it. I just
But you're over-focused on something that you thought was erroneous versus it just being his assessment as a symptom, one of the symptoms. And you know, they're maybe not calling it Lyme's disease, but couldn't that be a part of Lyme's disease?
I think that's a part of Lyme's disease.
I know it is. I would read it.
Yes, I've done a lot of research on it.
So they're naming your symptoms as they see them.
Okay,
I'm glad you called. I'm going to send you
healing. I hope
that
clarifies.
Yeah, I'm going to send you healing as a choice, and I'm hoping that you could come to our workshop, Healing as a Choice, because
my dog and all my cats, I have no one to care for them.
Oh, dear.
Well, you can bring the dog, but not the cats.
All right, well, hold on. We want to get to you, Healing as a Choice, and I wish you could get to the workshop, and we'll see if there's any way for a scholarship or something like that to help you out. All right, let's go to Ruth in Anaheim. Ruth is calling, listening to KKLA. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
How you doing?
You know what? I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
First, I listen to your show. I try every day, and thank you for all the work you guys do. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We love it.
I can tell. Well, I'm calling today because my husband came home last Sunday, a week ago, and said that he is leaving the family. He has chosen to, his dream would be to have the family on the side and to also have his freedom. So he would like me to buy him out of the house so he can enjoy a couple $100,000 to date and to have fun, and then also have us when he needs to.
Wow.
Did you ask him who the girlfriend is?
Exactly. I asked him, and he said there's nobody else. But
yeah, but I don't believe
him.
It either. Because a guy doesn't
we've
move
heard
out
this
like
one
that.
Before.
We've heard it so many times.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And every time a guy says, I want my freedom, it's because he's met somebody.
Uh-huh. And my family, because I don't want to give up my creature comforts.
Yes.
Yeah, we have 4 children as well. So.
Wow. What's your question for us then?
My question for you is, you know, I am blessed. I have 4 amazing kids, but I'm really worried about them. I'm really worried. He put out that day when he told us that he wants 50-50 custody of our youngest, which is a son. The other 3 are girls. My son now, he won't leave, so he's sleeping in the master bedroom, and my son and I are sleeping on the couch because he's afraid dad's going to take him away from me. My children, obviously, the girls are at the I hate you mode, and I'm worried about them. I called for counseling. I called you guys, and I called another help, and our insurance isn't covered by anybody we could find. So I didn't know if you guys could guide me to where I could get some counseling for myself with my girls. We're all a Christian family, and I want to keep them not getting angry at God. I'm really worried about that.
Okay, well, the best thing for you to do on the resource area is let us put you through to 1-800-NEW-LIFE and have them look again and see what is available.
Steve, they're in Anaheim. Ruth, come see me.
Really?
You're close, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So we'll give you the number off the air, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey,
yeah.
Ruth,
no, you're welcome.
Ruth, be honest with your kids and don't agree to anything your husband says. Mm-hmm. And make sure you make an appointment with an attorney for a consult to get clear what your rights are and what you need to protect and what you need to do. Because mm-hmm. there's procedures that you need to follow that if you're not careful, you set a precedent in the wrong way.
Okay. I'm glad that you called. I'll send you a copy of Secrets Women Keep by Dr. Jill Hubbard. I'm really excited that she's going to be able to see you, Jill. That's pretty amazing. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back for more of New Life Live. We're going to do a program after this, so hang in there.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. As I mentioned earlier, the Passion Principles is being put on tomorrow. It starts for women who are really wanting to get the whole sexual area of their life secure and to feel confident. And so if there's maybe too much or you think not enough, this is the place to be. And at tv.newlife.com, all week we are featuring Shannon. If you want to get a taste of how, she's an incredible speaker and teacher. And I'm going to be there at the beginning to get things started. Really looking forward to that. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and see if there's any way you can still get in to the Passion Principles Workshop with Shannon Etheridge. Okay, let's go to Brenda from Indianapolis, listening to our home station, WQME. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How could we help today?
I am struggling with forgiveness for myself.
Okay.
I a while back at two different businesses that I worked at. I took some money, so it was not mine, and I paid it back, but I'm having a hard time dealing with the fact that I did it at all. I've been a Christian since I was 12 years old, and grown up in church, and I've always prided myself on trying to do what God wanted me to do, and I look back and I don't even know how I got where I got, almost, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I have spoke to one of the business owners and already told her that, you know, I just didn't handle, that I was inappropriate with some things, you know, and that I paid it back, and she was a Christian and very gracious, very forgiving to me. The other one is not a Christian, so I did not actually go to him. But I did pay it back.
Okay. Let me ask you a strange question.
Okay.
Why did you take the money?
It was just times when we were tight with our family.
Okay.
And different things were going on, and I don't know, I guess you do it once and then it just got easier. And it was almost mm-hmm. it was almost like I didn't even see what I was doing was wrong. It's almost like
you could justify
when God's conviction finally hit me with this. I mean, it's just devastated me.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, Brenda, I want to commend you for your courage in confessing
yes.
this on the radio. That yeah. I really want to affirm that. One of the hardest things to do is to forgive myself because it almost feels like it leaves us too vulnerable, or it leaves us somehow minimizing what we did, and so we hold on to it, and sometimes we hold on to it to thinking that it's going to protect us, and it doesn't really protect us. We're going to send you Forgiving the Unforgivable, and there's a whole chapter in there on how to forgive yourself. But basically, the starting point is to really immerse yourself in the reality of God's forgiveness for what yeah. you did. You don't have to feel guilty. The slate has been wiped mm-hmm. clean in God's eyes. He's removed it from you, not from him. He's removed it from you as far as the east is from the west, which is an infinite distance. So when he looks at you, he doesn't even see that anymore. It's been covered by the blood of Christ. Now you got to get it in your own life, and part of what you're going to struggle with is the loss of who you mm-hmm. are, the sense of who you are, because you've disappointed yourself. But I want to say, wow, what an opportunity for growth!
Mm-hmm. Right,
the fact that you have done this, you faced the reality of it, and now you're telling us on the radio what you did. Great opportunity for growth, because God says, you know, count it all joy when you face certain trials and temptations, and you yielded to the temptation, but you're learning, and God is mm-hmm. teaching you something, so rejoice in it.
Well, I would just say that you proved that you are human. You did something really out of line, but look at your response to it, and that's what shows the depth of your faith, is that you responded, you woke up, and responded in the right way.
Right. And Brenda, I think, you know, you're going through the appropriate steps in that you felt convicted, right? Your heart was not completely hardened or seared. And you did feel guilty. And, you know, there is appropriate guilt when we do something wrong. And then you've taken the steps to make it right, to make restitution for what you've done. And so there is a period of time where we grieve that loss. And, you know, part of it, I think, when we act in a way that we don't know ourselves or feels like a kind of like a not me experience, you know, some part of why we continue to flog ourselves is so it won't ever happen again, right? And, mm-hmm. and so we can kind of punish that bad part of ourselves. But part of growth is integrating the fact that we are capable of doing wrong and doing evil, and that's why we needed a Savior. Right?
All right, I'm gonna give you a subscription to tv.newlife.com. I want you to hear Dave and Jill both talking about forgiveness. And I pray that that's going to be a great encouragement to you. You are listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And if you can't get through to the broadcast, you can always ask us questions on the feature called Ask Me Anything at tv.newlife.com. It's really great. I mean, you can do it anonymously, and then we answer your question in more detail than we could ever do it on the air. So you get 2 weeks free, and so if you want to ask a question, go get the free 2 weeks, and during those weeks, you can ask us anything, and we'll try to give it a good answer. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's talk to Kay. She's calling from Dallas, Texas, KWRD. Hi there. Hi, Kay.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How you doing?
Hanging in there. I have a 10-year-old daughter who has ADHD. She has been bullied the past 2 or 3 years in school. I'm also a single mother, so there's not a head of household in the family. And she's an only child, but I'm wanting to know what I can do to try and help her. She's got some anger issues, not lashing out physically, but she's lashing out verbally. And she's just, I'm wanting to keep her from losing her self-worth.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure that she's not the one doing the bullying?
Oh, positive. She's... Okay. She is the most gentle-spirited kid. She's very giving. She's the one that friends the kids that are being bullied.
Well,
so she stands up for the kids who are being bullied and then gets bullied? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Okay. So have you talked to the school, and are they not responsive to you?
I've talked with them, and they said that she has to tell the teachers and stuff what's going on, which I've had that discussion with her, that she needs to, you know, doesn't have to do it in front of the other kids. She just needs to pull the teacher aside and say, hey, this is what's going on.
But Right, but that
like
does that puts a child in a difficult position.
No kidding.
Right? Yeah. Because you're already being bullied and now you're the one that's running to the teacher to tell on everybody. So that
totally disagree.
You know, the social hierarchy of children, that doesn't really work.
No.
That's where they need a parent advocate.
Well, I think, Kay, one of the things that's important is that she's able to tell you about it and talk about it and don't minimize it and don't try to solve it for her. You know, see if you can help her to solve the issue. But who else is in her life as a mentor, guide? Are there any men? Is her dad around at all, or your dad? Or
No, my dad and my brother live out of state. And her father is also out of state. He's a homeless drug addict, so he's not there.
Okay.
We had some people at the church, some men at the church, but they have since we've had to since change churches. So we're kind of having to start over again right now.
Yeah, it would help if there was a man. Maybe a man who has a daughter that's 10 years old that could kind of become a mentor occasionally, not, you know, once a month, do something with her and his daughter, and just that male presence, because aggressiveness, you're concerned because she lashes out in response to what they're doing, but maybe that's the best thing she can do is to protect herself, because then kids will find that you don't mess with her. I don't know.
She doesn't lash out at them. She lashes out at me in anger.
Okay. So how does she protect the other kids? She just befriends the underdogs?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, she does. Okay. So
she includes them when they're not included.
Oh,
and,
okay.
She gets called nerd and freak and stupid and, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
And they want her to report that. That's not a reportable.
Well, right, but
thing
that's
in the hierarchy of kids.
Yeah, the kids that are being bullied. You know, sometimes there's something different about them, or they're more socially awkward. And so, by her, you know, choosing to go with the underdogs, you know, it's kind of like that guilt by association. But at the same time, you know, I mean, kind of look at the example of Jesus. That's kind of who he hung out with, right? And he suffered the same thing.
Does.
Right? And so, you know, her understanding that, you know, it's about her heart and her character, and the people who are doing the bullying, right? Those are the ones that are the cool, aloof, cold, and cruel kids, right? That's how they become popular.
And kids are cruel. Here's another thought, Kay. You don't want her lashing out at you with her frustration.
And taking it out on you.
But if she does, join her. Get angry with her. And just say, you know, it helps to let some of this out with somebody that's safe. And I appreciate your telling me. But don't lash out at me. You know, don't get angry with me, because I'm not a part of that process. You become a bully now to me. And I share your concern. I share your frustration and anger at the way kids are. But that's the way kids are, some kids. And you just want to be with the ones who aren't like that.
And I agree with that. Come alongside her and point out how it feels to be on the receiving end of her bullying. And that, how does it feel at school for her? You know, get to those feelings underneath. And Kay, you are head of household. You said you don't have a head of household. That's you. And you're also head therapist for your daughter. So you wear a lot of hats, and I know it's hard. Being in a new community and not having a support system, you need a support system around you. People to hold you up, people that you can share these things with in community. And that'll bring people around her as well, other adults.
Yep.
Right.
All right. I'm really glad that you called, and I think these two psychologists have given you some great wisdom, and I appreciate that. So just hang on, and let us get you one of our books called How We Love Our Kids. I think it'll provide great insight to you. Also, the authors of that have done extensive work on tv.newlife.com. I will get a subscription for you on that. All right. Let's go to, how about we go right over here to Linda, who is from Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA. Hi, Linda.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. I have been married since a young age, since I was 17, and my husband works. I do not. He is always taking care of our bills, and it's like it's his money. I mean, I can spend what I want, but I'm going to get an inheritance from my uncle who died recently, and I want to tithe from that money. My husband, I pray for him to give his heart to the Lord and be a Christian man, and I'm going to always pray for that, but right now, I don't know what to do because I know that if I insist on tithing, he will, but it might be a fight or be resentful. So do I tithe or do I be, obedient to my husband? I don't know what to do in this.
Well, it's not community property. All right, let's see. You're in D.C. It's not community property,
Linda. Yeah, inheritance
is
not community property.
It's yours, and it's not his. But you're wanting to, I think if you're saying to him, the money will go in the common pot, but I'm going to tithe it, and that's important to me, and I hope you understand that. That's all I would say to him, and I would do it.
And then another approach is to take one-tenth of it and put it into, invest it, and let him know that, when he's ready, you want to give that investment as your tithe. But you're not going to do it until he says, okay, let's give back to God.
And I'm wondering too, Linda, your husband has been in charge of the money because he's made the money. This is money coming to you. And I'm wondering, in this partnership with your husband, if maybe you're feeling like you want to be in charge of some money. I mean, it sounds like that's what you're saying. And what would it be like if you could be in charge of this and also do things for the family out of it?
I can spend money freely. It's just
right.
That he's going to church with me for the first time because we just moved to this area and he does want me to go alone. And I don't want him to be resentful and not go to church with me anymore.
But, I don't think you'll get resentful, Linda, if you say, this is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first money that's come to me, and it's important to me, and I hope you understand. That's where I would start.
Yes.
And then do what Steve says if it doesn't work.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out.
Coming here, was an empty shell.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's for people who don't know what to do next.
To open up to 8 different strangers was actually a relief. And so much got off my shoulders. And I feel so much lighter now. And I feel so much better. And I feel like I can give so much more to other people. And I don't feel ashamed. And I don't feel like I'm damaged goods.
Group therapy is different than individual therapy.
But it's like a year's worth of individual therapy.
They fit together nicely.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up November 7th through the 9th in Orange County. To register or to find out more, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. And I think we've given, I think you guys have given her some really great advice there. And I want to encourage people, if you enjoy the advice that's given on the program, please support this ministry and call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com and find out how you can be part of the supportive family of New Life. We really do need your help. All right, let's go to Dana from Washington, D.C., WAVA. Hello, Dana.
Hello, how are you?
Great. What's going on?
My question is, off the top, where do I go from here with dealing with alcoholism from my husband for many, many, many years? We're married over 11 years. This past Friday, he basically left the home. While I was at work, got home, and all his belongings were gone. Mm. We have two
Where
kids.
Did he go?
To his parents'
Where did he
home,
go?
I believe.
His parents? Okay.
We have two kids, 16 and 10, and we've been dealing with his alcoholism for many, many, many years. I have boundaries set up that he doesn't approve of. And the reason why I have the boundaries set up, because I've experienced so much negativity with it, from DUIs, jail time, fines, crash cars, you name it. I've through it with them. And it's hurtful. It's harmful and it's time-consuming. And it's something that he doesn't want to get up. He's tried. But in the end, he just doesn't remain consistent. So after I've tried to speak to him about why he walked out this way, he doesn't basically want to talk to me anymore.
Hmm. How old are your kids?
16 and 10.
Gosh, that's got to be tough on them, seeing that and then him leaving and you guys having no contact. It seems like the parents are kind of enabling him by taking him in.
And that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so your dad's going to pick you up like you're five and you're married. You work it out. You don't run to mommy and daddy after 11 years being 41 and 43 years old.
Hey, Dana, how old was he when he started drinking?
Oh, gosh. We met back in college.
He started about 10 or 12?
No, I would say late teens.
Okay, so he's still a teenager then, because nobody grows emotionally when they become addicted.
It stops.
Right.
It really, really sucks. And this, like I said, I'm only telling you.
I said it stops. The growth stops.
I guess this is so fresh and new. I'm ready for divorce. I'm just going to be honest.
Well, have you done the Al-Anon AA process at all? Does he resist that as well?
He's been forced at one point, you know, when he goes to his spas, and then he's tried it voluntarily, but he doesn't remain consistent because when I get softened up, so to speak, quote unquote, then he gets laxed about it and goes back into the routine. It's like it's a sinful. Mm-hmm. It's a cycle. It's like we're on a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Right. So he's never really owned it for himself. The consequences don't seem to bother him. Going to jail, crashing, DUIs.
You know what? You would think.
Right.
But I don't know. I feel like I've enabled it somehow.
Oh,
and taking him back. And
I don't know.
Well, you're one of the parental figures that is requiring something of him, right?
I'm so, it very badly from him. Like it, I mean, it hurts me to my heart that we have to keep going through this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know.
Have you been to any Al-Anon meetings at all?
No, I have not.
Well, and you've been dealing with this long, Dana. I think it's maybe time for you to do that, because that's going to give you support and ongoing tools of how to deal with him.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't do anything about a divorce or anything until you've gone to some good meeting. Now, don't just go to one meeting and decide, well, this is terrible. They're all just griping. If you go to a bad meeting, keep going. Find another one that's a good one.
Right.
Because there's a variety of...
Every meeting has its own personality. Yeah. And right. Depending on the length of, you know, time in the program. So,
and tell your husband that you're going, and tell him that you're going to get help because you're done dealing with this.
Okay.
And he knows that already. But remember, he walked out.
Yeah. Yeah. But he just went to his parents' house.
You can't get rid of an alcoholic that easy.
Yeah. he's dependent.
Let me tell you, he packed all of his stuff. Everything.
Oh, he's doing a really big temper tantrum, isn't he?
I mean, everything.
He's
going to
show
like,
you.
I'm like Ford.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Well, I hope something we've said is helpful to you. And I want to send you the Book of Life Recovery. And it's got Bible studies that'll help you work through the 12 steps. Also, Jill, Dave, and I have done, we've gone through and we've worked through the 12 steps on tv.newlife.com. And I just finished on my own the 12th step today. So the series is complete. And if you want to find out what it means to work and walk the 12 steps of recovery, you can do it at tv.newlife.com. We do need your support, but we also need you to be part of transformation. And if you are a person that's married to someone and it's a struggle, it's impossible, the Marriage Solution Weekend or Healing is a Choice could be just what you need. And if it's a sexual integrity problem, Women in the Battle is November the 14th. Marriage Solution Weekend and Healing is a Choice, November the 7th. And then Lose It for Life, January 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Washington, D.C. We only do it once a year. And I just finished a segment on for a mom who did the Ask Me Anything piece, and all her daughter does is eat carbs, empty calories. And so I hope that you can, if you'll go over, get the 2 weeks free, and that something there will help you. But please, it's not easy to stay on the air and to provide the kind of folks that work with us, like Dr. Stoop and Dr. Hubbard and John Townsend and Henry Cloud and Dr. Keffer and Mylon Yurkovich. All of that requires support from you. So please pray about it. Ask God. And if God is laying it on your heart, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE, and we'll be glad and happy and grateful that you've decided to support this ministry. Some people listen for years and never think, ooh, maybe they really do need my help. Well, we do. And so, and it's easy to give online at newlife.com. So I hope and pray that if God is leading you, you'll respond because that's how we continue to broadcast here. Thank you, Dr. Stoop, and thank you, Dr. Hubbard. Really appreciate it, and grateful for your wisdom that you've shared today. And to all who listen, God bless you. We'll see you next time here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.